Trump says U.S. considering winding down Iran war. By Nick Gilbertson on March 20, 2026. President Donald Trump stated Friday that the United States is closing in on its objectives in Iran and that his administration is considering winding down the war. The president's update came in a Truth Social post after he departed the White House en route to Florida for the weekend. "We are getting very close to meeting our objectives as we consider winding down our great military efforts in the Middle East with respect to the terrorist regime of Iran. 1. Completely degrading Iranian missile capability, launchers, and everything else pertaining to them. 2. Destroying Iran's defense industrial base. 3. Eliminating their navy and air force, including anti-aircraft weaponry. 4. Never allowing Iran to get even close to nuclear capability. And always being in a position where the USA can quickly and powerfully react to such a situation, should it take place. 5. Protecting, at the highest level, our Middle Eastern allies, including Israel, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Kuwait, and others." Trump added that countries that use the Hormuz Strait will have to guard and police as necessary, adding that the United States does not use it. "If asked, we will help these countries in their Hormuz efforts, but it shouldn't be necessary once Iran's threat is eradicated. Importantly, it will be an easy military operation for them," he added. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt tweeted the president's message and added that the initial timeline for Operation Epic Fury was 4 to 6 weeks, and tomorrow marks the end of its third week. The president and the Pentagon predicted it would take approximately 4 to 6 weeks to achieve this mission, she wrote. "Tomorrow marks week three, and the U.S. armed forces are doing an exceptional job. Day by day, the Iranian regime is being crippled, and their ability to threaten the United States and our allies is being significantly weakened," she added. Trump's comments come amid reports that the United States is deploying over 2,000 more Marines and 3 more warships to the Middle East. Breitbart News asked the president Friday evening if a move, such as potentially deploying thousands more Marines to the Middle East as reported by outlets like the Associated Press and CBS News, risks the unity among the MAGA base for the war, as depicted in polls. "I don't know. I seem to have great support because CNN came out with a poll today that I'm at 100%, and they said they've never seen a poll like that. The CNN poll said I'm at 100%, and they've never seen that before, which is an honor. I was impressed that CNN would do that," Trump responded. "But as far as troops are concerned, I can't tell you what we're doing," he added.